In 2015, attackers struck the offices in Paris of Charlie Hebdo. That's the often outrageous French satire magazine featuring the work of cartoonists. 12 people were killed and about a dozen more were injured. After the attack, Charlie Hebdo's cartoonists seemed undeterred. They continued to speak and draw exactly what was on their minds. But today, the reality of their lives is way more challenging. And that's reflected in Charlie Hebdo's first issue of 2018. It's a look inward at the real cost of what it takes to run a magazine that still, many people believe, have extremist crosshairs on it.
They're bearing their soul in this issue. They are talking about the difficulty that they have in producing a newspaper every week in the conditions they have to deal with, you know, security conditions and also the fear.
That's reporter Adeline Sia speaking with us from France earlier today. I asked her to describe the cover of the new issue.
So you see from front to back a heavily bolted, armored kind of security door. And the headline of this cover is 3 years in a tin can. So that there's the idea that the cartoonists are trapped.
And based on what you've read about the writers and cartoonists at Charlie Hebdo over the last 3 years, do you think it has been a cloistered existence?
Well, everyone knew that they had a cloistered existence, but this is the first time that they're giving us in detail an account of what they're going through. They can never go out with their spouses or their children in public for fear, of course, of endangering their lives. Every time they have to go out of their homes, they have to make sure security is in place. I mean, you can imagine that for someone just trying to publish a paper, it seems absurd.
Yeah. So is every day now 3 years later for these writers and cartoonists, every day coming to the office just filled with fear?
That's what they seem to say. Charlie Hebdo continues to receive death threats. And certainly, you know, there are tight security measures in place. But emotionally, for those who work there, the trauma, obviously, the fear from the trauma they lived through. Some of the survivors were gravely injured in this attack and are still working there. And they talk about every time they hear a new noise in the newsroom, they're afraid. You know, what is that? What is this? Is there someone at the door? And that really begs the question, how do you keep doing your job when you have to go through so much security that it's really impairing your life, your enjoyment of your own personal life and your work life?
If you're trying to invest in editorial and you've also got a really high cost of security, I mean, how is that affecting the staff? And what do they say about that in this issue?
Well, what they're talking about in terms of cost is that, as you may know, in 2015, right after the attacks, Charlie Hebdo all of a sudden got a flurry of subscriptions, you know, in solidarity. I think at the end of the year, 2015, they had collected something like $70 million, which was huge for them. But then that revenue has fallen sharply since, it appears, according to some reports. So they're seeing that they're hemorrhaging money, and they don't know how long they're going to be able to do this, to be paying for their own security, at $1.5 million a year at least.
So as you read between the lines of this first issue of 2018, did you detect any, almost like a warning from the publishers that Charlie Hebdo won't be around for much longer?
You could certainly read it like this. It's hard to know, but certainly there's a warning in there that they're tired, they're worn out, they're afraid for their lives. Nothing has improved over the past 3 years. And it's just sending a fair warning out there to their readers.
Editorially, what are critics saying? Does Charlie Hebdo still skewer with the same wit, or did those events 3 years ago kind of cause them to recoil and to pull punches in a way that it's not really rebounded from?
Nope, no recoiling. I think they have continued just as before, and that's what's admirable about it. You know, in the face of horrible murders and death threats, they've continued to do what they've been known for. They still have their edge, that's for sure.
Even if they were to shut down, I mean, memory is long among some extremists. Have you heard anything that suggests that these cartoonists would still be the object in civilian life of some people's hate?
Oh, that you have to assume that the newspaper shutting down would be a victory for those who want to see all these cartoonists dead. So, but certainly they have made enemies for life. There is no question about it. And you can see that for some of those cartoonists, at least the most famous ones, they'll have to live with some kind of security for the rest of their lives.
Reporter Adeline Sear, thanks very much for your time.
You're welcome, Marco.